Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
NFL next, Commanders after that. We start with the ball club. The Nationals, the Orioles, playing a regional rivalry at Nats Park tonight and tomorrow. Craig Heist covers both teams. He joins us now. He's our beat reporter here on 106.7 The Fan. Star, what do you make of the 500 Nats who would be in the playoffs if they started today?
Well, they've played good baseball here of late, no question about it. And the fact that I think it's interesting, both these teams are 7-3 in their last 10 games, winning games in different fashions. The Nationals with 12 home runs during that span. The Orioles with 26 home runs during that span. Look, I mean, they're two differently put together teams. The Orioles can hit the ball out of the ballpark. The Nationals are not going to do that so much, but what they both do pretty well is play defense, as long as you take the last weekend away from that equation for the Nationals, because I think that was the exception to the rule. But, I mean, they came into that series over the weekend, guys, only making 10 errors in the first 5 weeks of the season, and that was good for second in all of Major League Baseball. The Orioles feel it pretty well themselves, and, of course, you got the battle of the shortstops tonight. Gunnar Henderson for the Orioles and C.J. Abrams for the Nationals. And Davey Martinez, we just got out of his press conference. He was talking about how fun that is for him to sit back and take a look at. And, of course, they're both different kinds of players. But the one thing I think you can say for C.J. is that he has really taken a step up defensively here this year.
Hi, Stu. It's been amazing to me about the Nationals, a number of things. But of their 34 games, 24 have been started by a guy with an ERA under 4. Jake Irvin, yeah. Mackenzie Gore, Trevor Williams, who goes tonight, and Mitchell Parker. I don't know how sustainable all that is, but it's been unbelievable. And I think, to me, it's why they've had the kind of surprising success that they've had.
Well, I don't know how sustainable it is either, too, Danny. But I'll tell you what, if they pitch and play defense, because defense and pitching kind of go hand in hand. You know that from having played this game. If you can play defense, it helps your pitching stuff out a whole bunch, and that's one of the reasons why they're sitting at 500 right now, because obviously they're not a run-producing, going-to-score-a-ton-of-runs type of team, but they're doing little things to help them win ball games. And now the thing for them to do is get over that 500 mark. This is the fourth time now in the last week and a half where they've been at the 500 mark and then took a step back. Now you got to get over the 500 mark.
C.J. Abrams yesterday got a column written about him saying it is time to extend this guy and pay him a bunch of money. He's playing like a star. Washington Post, Barry Sferluga saying it's time to break the bank. What do you think?
Now, I'm not ready to break the bank, but I'll tell you this. I think as a guy who's certainly a big part of this future, you can certainly see extending him how many years and at how much. I think you can argue, debate, discuss, but this is a guy who came over in that trade from San Diego for Juan Soto, and I'll tell you, it was a little bit rough going at the beginning of it, but he's turned into a really, really good player for this club.
Joey Meneses doesn't hit home runs, and he's hitting .217. Heisty with an OPS just over .500. It was a great story, but I don't know what the alternative is, but middle of the order bat on a team that's decent, he is not.
No, right now he is not, Danny, and I'll tell you what, you know, and I said this a bunch doing the post-game shows last year, you know, he had big-time RBI hits for this team last year. He did drive in his share of runs, but the power numbers in terms of home runs are just not there, and I expected that again from him this year in terms of maybe taking the step forward to hit some home runs, and it just hasn't been there, and I don't know what the answer is to it either, but you know, and until they get a better alternative in terms of maybe somebody in the middle of the lineup, you know, I know Davey likes the fact that he sees pitches and can drive the ball in the gaps and things of that nature, but I want Joey Meneses hitting some of his fair share of home runs. Couldn't agree with you more. And until that starts happening, we're going to continue to have that conversation.
Hi, Star. Thanks, buddy.
You got it, guys.
Enjoy a couple days at the ballpark. Nats, O's, both tonight and tomorrow.
That's right, hon.
6:45 start times.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.